Blog Talk Radio.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if the seven sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life, your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come?
And welcome back to Keeping It Real with Cindy. Tonight, as most of you know, is the first in a series of four shows that we're doing for the angel parents, actually anyone that has lost a child. So we're going to have three shows with medium, psychic mediums, and then the fourth show will be with Pat Longo and a healing show. I know most of you already know MC. She's been on the show many times, as has Leanne, but just recently again. She was on the show a lot back in the early days. Actually, today I was looking at my history. It popped up on my Facebook like it does for all of us. And I had MC Melissa on the show exactly 4 years ago today. And so a coincidence? No, I think not. I'm going to bring both MC and Leanne on. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
And we, I have a cold. I still have this Key West bug, so I'm trying not to cough. And I'm kind of thinking, okay, I'm putting both of you in the spotlight, so you guys are on tonight, and I'm going to be in the background. So,
well, I naturally cough when fear comes in, so I'll cover it for you, Cindy. Don't worry. One of us will cover. You'll hear all kinds of noises.
Yeah. It's like, can you believe that happened to come up in my history today, MC, that you were on the show 4 years ago, exactly today, the 30th.
I love the beauty in the synchronicity. And
mm-hmm.
I actually have, it's not a twofer with this one, it's a threefer. I usually say when you get two for one, it's a twofer. So today is actually also the day that the very, very first reading I've ever given to a stranger, essentially, was a little girl by the name of Alyssa. And it was today that marks the anniversary of her passing. So I just put two and two together like a week ago when I looked at the date. And I was like, you have to be kidding me. So I love that there's like two synchronicities. And of course, working with Leanne again is always awesome.
Thank you.
You know, we're friends as well as colleagues. So it's very nice to, you know, get to work with a friend and a colleague. So it's synchronicity all around.
And I just love both of you. So this is, like, really special for me tonight. And for the listeners, I think, too, it's going to be, it's like one of those special nights. And so, yeah, and let's explain how we're going to go about doing this tonight. Either one of you, whoever wants to come in and explain what we're doing.
Okay. Either
Please.
One. Go ahead, Melissa.
Do you want me to speak? Did you
want to?
Go ahead. Okay. So what we thought about in doing kind of the concept for this show was I think a lot of people don't know or don't, you know, really understand how the spirit world works just as much as we work down here. So even though there's probably, you know, hundreds and maybe even thousands of you who are listening, you all have different unique stories. You all have different unique loved ones. But guess what, guys? Right now in this very moment, they're all together. So they will work with each other to get as many evidential pieces of information to relate to as many of you guys as possible. So tonight you may hear a reading either from me or Leanne, and you may say, oh my gosh, that totally resonates with my situation, except the name doesn't make sense. Feel that that doesn't belong to you as well. It absolutely does. And in the world of mediumship, we call it piggybacking. Because that's exactly what they do. So they want really to get essentially to as many of you in a very short time span. So they will use reference. They will use name. They will use date. And it may even be a connection to somebody's daughter, but your son can resonate with all of that information. And, you know, even maybe Francesca is her name, but Frank is your son's name. So I want you guys to really think out of the box tonight, because there's only so much we can give, and we will never change what we receive. So in that, I'm just going to slightly ask that if you do feel that this information that we're presenting to you resonates with you, and maybe just a difference of a date or a name, but you could at least resonate with three things, please reach out to us. Cindy, you'll be explaining that part because you know
right,
technology. And Lee,
and,
please,
you know,
whatever you'd like to add as well.
That definitely covers it. And the idea here that we're going with is that we feel that everyone that's listening will receive something. So even if we don't directly, like what Melissa was saying, come to you, or you feel it's you can't get to the line because you're listening in the archives or something like that, that we still feel that everybody listening will receive something. So don't feel like it wasn't my loved one or my beautiful child didn't come through to me. These other people got it. They must be more deserving in some way. That couldn't be further from the truth. Sometimes it just happens to be what also resonates with us, and then we give it forward, anything and everything that we're getting. But it's also meant for all of you. There's something for everyone listening with the love and the healing and the connections that will be made. So please take that on as being true.
Or you wouldn't be listening right now or listening in the archives if it wasn't synchronistic.
Yeah.
Right.
And the way we're going to go about doing this with what Melissa and Leanne have just said is they're going to do like a gallery style. So they're just going to start bringing messages through from your loved ones. If you get two or three or more things that resonate with you when they're bringing through the messages and you're in the chat room, you can type in the chat room that you think that's your loved one. Then I will ask for your area code, and you can call into the show if you haven't already, because I see we have quite a few callers. But if you haven't call in, and I will need your area code so that I can find you in the queue, and then I'll put you on air live with Leanne and MC so that you can get the remainder of that reading. And you can validate them, too, which they don't need, but it's always nice to have a little validation. And so with that, you want to just get started, guys?
Yeah,
sure.
And also please, can I just make a quickie, if I may, Cindy?
Oh, sure.
Also, too, guys, please understand that just piggybacking off of what Leanne just said, really our ultimate goal in what we do as a whole, our work, you know, we hold it to a very high standard with the utmost integrity, honesty, authenticity that we are humanly possible of presenting it with. And, you know, really our job at the end of the day is not so much to prove to you this is your loved one, but to prove the idea of the continuity of life. The fact that you may have lost a child and nobody has the right to tell you how you grieve, the way you grieve, the time frame in which you grieve, that is unique to you. So if you walk away just simply with the belief or the validation that there is more to life than just what we can physically see or we can physically hear or know or feel doesn't mean that this is all there is. So if we just even expand your awareness by just a smidge and prove to you that somehow, we prove to you that life continues beyond what we know here, then we've done our job. But of course, we're going to totally rock it out for you guys anyway.
Yes, I know.
You even walk away with just that.
And I have to say, after last week's show, and I know some of you were here for last week's show, and how it kind of happened for a reason, the way that it did, because I got to explain a lot. And I told all of you, and you know how real I am, I told all of you how much the people that I chose to read for you, I trust in. They are full of integrity. They're ones that I would get for myself. And so I was really picky on who I chose to do these readings for all of you through Spirit. And with that, really quickly, I want to say, kind of going off of last week's show, that you need to be a little bit picky when you're deciding on who it is that you want to read for you when you're grieving, because you're not thinking like you normally would. So, you know, take the time to check them out. Make sure that they're real. Make sure that they're good. And if you want to, again, I told you this last week, I'll tell it again, I will always send you three names so that you can go and check them out for yourself, and I would expect you to do that, to go check them out, see who it is that you resonate with. And of the mediums that I'm having on these three shows with mediums, all of them are ones that I would choose for myself, so they would be in that list that I would give out. So anyway, okay, girls.
Thank you.
Sorry, I just wanted to say that again.
Mm-hmm. No way.
So, yeah. So, go ahead, Melissa and Leanne.
Lee, do you want to start?
Well, I do feel connected to polar opposites here, like two in spirit. And so, if it's all right with you, I'd like to give
Absolutely.
It a go.
Absolutely. Please.
Thank
do.
You. You're the best. Oh, thank you. Okay. So I want to start off with that I have a male energy in spirit, but I don't feel like he's a little boy or like a child, but I definitely feel someone's child. But I feel he's more grown. So I'm getting like over 16 years old kind of feeling, but I also feel under 30. But I also have a small child, a female child that's very, very young, and I want to call an infant. I know with one of them, there would have been either chest issues or breathing issues here that would have contributed to the passing. With the male figure, I definitely feel like I need to say that he's connecting me to having made some bad choices or bad decisions, but such a beautiful soul. So I kind of want to see which way I'm going to go first, or who can resonate more with the older male, but not old, obviously, or the infant that feels female to me, feels like a little girl or a little child lost very early or very young. I feel underdeveloped even with her.
Okay. And so far in the chat room, no one, if you are on the phone lines, I can't from you. I can't get from you if you're resonating with this. So I'm hoping, as I had said last week, that you can go over and get in the chat room and let me know.
Oh, darn it. Is there a way? I'm not sure, Cindy, if there's a way that we could open all the phone lines and have people mute themselves and then just unmute if it resonates with them, or is that too tricky?
As long as we could do that, if we have a talker, it's going to be no talkers.
Okay. They can't mute themselves?
Well, some of them probably can or can't.
They'll be on their phone. Yeah, like in the car or something.
And Deborah, Deborah said that somebody, this one of these does resonate with her. Deborah, are you on the phone line? What's
and
your
also
area code?
Too, it may resonate with somebody who's going to listen in the archive as well. So please understand, too, guys, that this may belong to somebody who's going to hear it maybe a week from now because they're not available in this moment.
Guys,
is
I really
Deborah,
don't
Deborah,
always
okay.
give you the message. Deborah.
And I have a lot of 314s. Can you give me the first three numbers after the 314, the exchange, please? Okay. Thank you. Okay, I've got her. And so this one resonates with Debbie. Hi,
okay,
Debbie.
Great.
You're live on the air. Who do you resonate with?
The young male.
Okay.
Fabulous. Okay. First of all, I am so deeply sorry for your loss. It is a very difficult thing to have to go through, and I want to thank you for being brave to come on the radio because what you're doing is also allowing for other people to heal by going through this. So God bless you for that. With the younger male, I feel like his passing was somewhat sudden or quick, like he wasn't expecting to go when he went. And I feel like there was some kind of a last breath. And what's also interesting with him, I taste blood in my mouth. Would any of that make sense to you?
What did you say before the blood in the mouth? His last what?
Like I feel like I take a last breath, like like that. Like there's a sense of I either lose my breath or there would be a scene of a last breath. Okay.
Right.
Thank you. And I feel like he couldn't be rescued or he couldn't be saved.
Exactly.
Like it's like I'm gone too fast, this happens too fast or it happens too soon. And he wants to apologize for the way things happen. Because I'm hearing him say, like, stupid, stupid, stupid. The way everything happened here was just really stupid.
Yes, it was.
And I feel things went wrong, and he's, again, apologizing. Also giving me this message that with the way everything happened, and he didn't get to say all of his goodbyes, but I feel like we all still knew we loved one another. We all still knew that we had love. So it isn't that he never said I love you or got to say I love you. It's more like everything happened too quick or everything happened very quickly. I know he would have been somewhat of a fun guy because he's wanting to take me back to better times and showing me happiness around him or good times here. And I know that he had friends. He had a lot of things going on, but he's like, but I got either around the wrong people or and I started making wrong or bad choices. Make sense?
Yes, exactly.
Because he's also wanting to apologize. You know what's interesting with him is that I'm being shown two things, both a whiskey bottle and also pill bottles. So as I'm seeing both of those things, I don't know if it was a mixture of the two that were going on for him, but I feel at times there would have been drinking or other kinds of drug use going on with him or around him. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. He's like, again, I'm so sorry. Like, please forgive me for making bad choices and for not listening because I feel like you would have been around him, like, you know, coaching him along to get better and doing everything and whatever you could, and he didn't listen. He didn't take it on. I want to say this. This is interesting for me to see because he's showing me, like, making mistakes or having some struggles, but getting better and then falling back again. Exact. So you can relate, like, this was a roller coaster for him.
Yes.
Like, ups and downs in a roller coaster. And he says, like, I'm all good now. I'm so much at peace. I'm so free here. I'm not tangled up in this web of things that are, that would make my mom not so proud of me. Like, he realizes his ways, and he's so grateful because you want to remember all of the good sides of him. You know, that sweet kid, like he's showing me, like, you know, outdoors playing with his friends or whatever else. Like, I'm seeing him, like, video games. Like, I'm just seeing, like, him have, like, better times that he wants to be remembered that way.
Yeah, that's hard.
I keep seeing a baseball hat or hats with him. Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And so he hasn't forgotten all of the love that you put forward into him, even though he says he didn't listen. Because I feel like this, like you're saying, like, what could I have done more? What could I have done different? What could I have, what could we have done? What is something we could have done different? And I really feel like you can put that yourself at ease because you were a great mom. He's like, not just the best mom for me, but a great mom. And he's like, yeah, no one's perfect. Like, we had our times.
I feel like I keep hearing
banging on the door. Like, there must have been some kind of, like, I'm breaking this door down, or I'm banging on the door, or we're taking the door off, or, like, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yep.
And so as he, like, travels down some of these memories of life being up and down with him, he takes responsibility for it. He says, my mom would want to know that I'm learning my lessons. Because she used to tell me, when are you going to learn your lessons? Like, he's wanting to joke about some of that side of him. But he was a smart kid. He says that, let my mom know that I did have dreams and goals, that I wasn't just wanting to mess things up or get things wrong. Like, I had these dreams and goals. I wasn't complete. I hadn't finished all of the things that I wanted to do, but I still had dreams and goals with things. He shows me some kind of an argument or a disagreement over the phone or through texting. And can you relate with the texting argument or that issue?
Yes, that was right before he passed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so he's apologizing because he can't make things right. He can't change things or make things different now. But he's like, you have to know, like, this is me. Like, I would come forward for you. Like, my mom is special. Like, let her know how much I love her like that, even though I was a pain in the ass. Sorry, I hope you don't have to bleep that out. Like, you know, to deal with like that. Like,
sounds just like him. Exactly.
Guys, we have to kind of shorten in a little, Leanne, because we're already a half an hour in.
Okay. So,
oh my God,
Debbie,
that's so cool.
I want to let you know that I can feel an intense amount of love for you and for you being a great mom. And so, if you're questioning that in any way, I feel like tonight is the night for you to let that go and put that to rest, knowing that your beautiful boy is still with you. Mm-hmm. He's still right there by your side.
Right. Thank you.
I'm going to second that one.
It's been 4 years, 2 days ago.
Oh my gosh.
He passed away on the 28th of this month.
Wow.
So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, bless your sweetheart. Yeah. Thank you, Debbie, so much. I feel so honored that you came on the show and let us do that. And you're so brave.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was great.
Thanks, Debbie.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
And sorry, it's just like we have so many, and it's a half an hour into the show now, so I thought I'd just bring that up.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Keep me on,
no,
you
it's
know,
fine.
Keep me on a tight leash.
Yeah, because there's no time in the spirit world, so we can just, you know, run for days. The Energizer Bunny. We totally lose concept of time, so you have to reel us in, Cindy. You have to bring us back down to earth.
I'll reel. I got it. I got my fishing line out ready to go. So,
Melissa,
do you have something that you're pulling in?
Yeah. If I may present this, sure. So, definitely aware of a younger male as well. However, I do feel I'm still in Pampers. Funny the word Pampers, because I would normally say diaper. So I know that his mom would be hearing this, is what he's referencing as well, that she would refer to it as a pamper, not a diaper. It's funny how he's making reference to it. Because I feel as though he actually passed before he could quite put a sentence together. But he is showing me that he's grown in spirit and is now able to, you know, not only speak, but properly full sentence. He's growing right along perfectly on the other side. I do feel connection to the name in particular of Daniel. That resonates with me very much. Now, I may need to link to a Daniel within the family, potentially dad or brother figure. Also, this may be his name. Okay, so I want you to think of it both ways here, because he keeps repeating it. I'm very much tempted to say that there would also be a Danielle as well that he's referencing, but I do feel she would still be on the earth plane. A lot of energy, and I see these kind of little ringlets. They're really cute. Kind of ringlet wild hair, which I love, and no shirt, little chubby belly, and he's just kind of running around what looks to be either a pool or a body of water to me. Now, I do feel that he is repeating your words of, if only I had a second. It happened so fast. If only I had a second. So that gives me the impression that he would have crossed from some sort of drowning. Water is very influential in his passing. May even be the reason for passing. And it's almost like I turn my back so quickly. Everything is so quick. A blur is actually his word. Okay, thank you. And I also need to reference the fact that it's almost like there was some sort of gate or wire, not wire, but mesh that would normally be of protection to this area, or gate of some sort that was accidentally left, and this child had access to a body of water. I do feel that you may have been the one, if not your significant other, to actually find the boy. And what I do see is him being in the body of water. His face is not visible for me. So do you have anyone that can relate to that bit?
There's someone here that said they had a drowning, but not a child. And that's it. If there's anyone on the phone lines, you know what I might be able to do is have Wayne go quickly from one to the next and ask if they resonate. But hers was a 12-year-old
okay.
that had drowned in the chat room.
Okay.
Just wrote 12 years old.
May I ask her name, just her first name, please?
Me too. What's your first name, please? Beth.
I'm sorry. We're putting you on the spot over there.
No, it's okay. It's Beth. And Wayne
okay.
is in on the phone lines checking with the callers right now. So.
You know what? Can we link to Beth, please?
Okay. Beth, did you call in? If you did, can I have your area code and the following three numbers, please? I've got, because they're all coming from the same area, there's a lot of the same area code here. Okay, thank you. And I've got her here. Hi, Beth.
Okay.
You're on the air live with Cindy, Leanne, and MC.
Hi.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right. So just in the sounds of your voice, because I asked for a voice with him, and he just said, that's her, that's her. So I very much knew I needed to go with my first instinct with this and bring you on. So, Beth, may I read for you, please?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
May I read for you, please?
Please do.
Thank you. So, okay. Now, I do want to say sometimes I will get memories or flashbacks from the child as to younger events in their life as well. So I do feel like he's grown. So I absolutely still feel that I am with you, but
is there any other piece of evidence that you do relate to within what I've given?
I
want to make sure I'm in the right energy with you, even though I feel I am.
You said that you couldn't see his face.
Yeah. Okay.
He was actually, when we found him, he was face down, so.
Okay. And who would be the strong D, like as in Daniel or Danielle, middle name, or even somebody that is in the family still here, or somebody that may be with him?
No, that one I don't have an answer for.
Okay, I'm not going to change it, won't change it, but it will leave you with that. Very strong D sound with the either Dean, Danielle, Dina. Like, I want to go, has to have that D sound. So I just want you to keep that in the back of your mind.
Okay.
Sometimes we're putting you on the spot in what we call psychic amnesia, where it'll come back to you in about a week or a minute after you hang up. So don't worry. I don't want you to put too much energy towards it.
Okay.
I'd rather bring through the link for you. So, okay, thank you. Now, would you understand why he's laughing about a baseball or a football team? And it's like, uh-huh, like I kind of need to bust a bit of talks about this. So, would you understand the ha-ha to the baseball or the football? More drawn to football.
The football, actually, yes.
And, you know, the ha-ha, like, about a team or, you know, his team.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost feel like this would have been a banter, you know, in the house. So I don't know if it was divided by, you know, who, like, what team. But very much busting tops about the team.
Okay,
thank you. Now, I have to tell you, and I will preface this by saying that they are my words, not his. But he is telling me, Mama, this is an accident. Mama, this was an accident. Very distinct about calling you Mama. So it's almost like Mama's little boy is the sense that he gives me. So would he also have been your youngest or youngest boy?
Yes.
Thank you. Because that's where he's placing himself in the line. Now, I do feel he comes through quite often, actually. And he gets a kick out of being more of the prankster energy when he throws, you know, the misplaced keys, the, you know, oh, my God, but it was just right there. I swear I put it there. You did
mm-hmm.
put it there. But he moved it. You know, and very, very funny about this energy. How can you relate to the name Stephen as well?
He was always playing jokes. He was always playing jokes, so that's, yeah.
Okay, because he's just given me that name, but he's laughing. Very fun. I love a sarcastic personality, so he's right up my alley. And what's the joke with the nurse gun? There's specifically, so funny, but he specifically shows me a nurse gun. You know those, like, pellet Nerf guns?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I've got to have, you know, it's cool. I've got to have one. And I actually have one. I just admitted that live radio. But I have one. And it's the greatest thing. He loves it. And he's referencing the color blue, as it is that color as well. So blue would be very significant to him. Now, he wants... Okay, thank you. He's funny. He's just a ball of fire. He's a ball of energy. It's like, bing, 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 bing. I'm like, okay, whoa, slow down. Okay. To go through the things. He's just said, go through this stuff. And he's calling it stuff. He said, my mom wouldn't call it stuff, but it's stuff. So, you know, I almost feel the hesitation on getting rid of things or donating certain things, he's giving you the okay. He wants you to keep what matters to you. But, okay, thank you. Are you also coming up with an idea to either make bears with his clothing or it, turn his clothing into something else.
Uh-huh. Bears. I was going to turn his shirts and stuff into bears for his cousins and his aunts and his uncle.
Mom, why haven't you done it, is what he's just said. Mom, what are you waiting for? And he's laughing. And he's poking you as well. Beth, it's almost like that right on your side, and he's giggling away. And he's got such an infectious laugh, like I have to laugh.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. It's just wonderful energy, wonderful laughter. Wants you to hold on to the memory. He says, yes, Mom, the butterfly is me. Mom, the butterfly is me. So this little white butterfly that I see, that's me. So can you relate to that as well?
Yeah, there's actually been one flying around lately.
Okay, well, that's him. So acknowledge it when you see it. Because, you know, they'll absolutely give you more. So please acknowledge it and know it is his energy around you. It is his soul around you. Okay, thank you. Now, I just want to give you this last bit before I scoot. But you would also understand, Beth, the strain, and you can tell me to shut up as well. It's quite all right. I will not be offended. But you understand the strain in the relationship due to his passing.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I hope so. Because quite often it's in and out, in and out. So, okay, thank you. Let me just ask him again. That would be the easiest thing. Okay. He's referencing the strain in the relationship since he is gone. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. And like I said, you know, you can tell me to absolutely shut up and I will honor it. So please don't be afraid. But he very much wants you to know that it's not done. To hang in there. Okay, thank you. He very much says, you're doing a great job, Mom. You're doing a great job. And you need to hear that because you ask him all the time. He's like, I'm finally getting to tell her, yes, you're doing a great job. So he hears you when you speak. And not only that, but he's telling you, please hang in there in regards to the relationship because this is only going to be a bump in the road, okay? He said, if anything, you need each other more now. But neither one of you is communicating your needs to each other. He said, you're not mind readers, you know, but she is. How funny. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. And that was literally word for word what he's just given me. So I have to give you that as well. And he also wants to take responsibility for the song you recently heard in a supermarket or a drugstore. And your ear was drawn to a song. Mom, that's me. Mom, that's me. So you understand that as well.
Okay.
Beth, do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he wants to make sure that you didn't miss the song in the drugstore or food shopping. But your ear was pulled directly to a song at a perfect time. Which also tells me he comes through in sequences of numbers. So I want you to watch out for that as well. Okay?
Okay.
So thank you so much, Beth, for letting me read for you.
Thank you.
Connecting with your son. You're very welcome. May I leave you with
Beth.
That?
Thanks so much for calling in. I know she was really nervous. You did great.
You did fabulous.
And I actually don't feel like I got, you know, I don't feel, for once, I don't feel like I'm being lied to. Like, I really feel like she's really talking to him.
And I can promise you, Beth, that I am. I can promise you I am.
thank you so, 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 so much.
You're beyond
so welcome.
Beyond welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Seth. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Cindy.
You're welcome. Okay, so that was beautiful, too. Both of those were beautiful. So who else do we have with us tonight?
Go ahead. Yeah. Can you jump on this one?
Okay.
I need a breather.
Okay. Fair enough.
The
emotion
is just amazing.
I do. Again, I'm going to separate out two because I have two females with me. I know one passed because of an accident. I feel like a car accident that I want to say. And I have another female that I have something wrong health-wise. It feels like it affects my head or my thinking. And I definitely feel like I'm not well with one of the female. And with the other one, I feel like this is an accident or car accident very specifically, and I don't make it or I don't survive because of the car accident. So I've got two females that I'm separating out. And so can someone already resonate with that kind of a passing? I don't know why I keep two, and I know the infant makes sense as well. To someone who's listening in the archives.
So, yeah, to someone that's in the archives. Does anybody resonate with what Leanne has just said? If so, please... please give me your area code in the chat room. Let me know that it's you. And we'll... Can you just quickly go over that one more time?
I feel I've got a female here that was involved in a car accident. So there's a connection here to a car accident. And I don't feel like I'm a small child with her. Like I'm not sitting in a car seat or anything like that. I'm not sure she's the driver, though. I want to be real honest right now with the car accident connection. And I definitely feel like there's an issue here to the back or the neck with her. Involved in the car accident, and the other is a female that wasn't well. And I feel like with the female that wasn't well, there's something wrong with my blood, and it definitely affects my head. So I know that my head is affected. I know I would have needed lots of doctor's appointments. I'm being shown hospital visits, doctor's appointments, procedures being done, and it really does affect more than one part of her body with what's going on with her health. So I've got the female with the health issue, and then I've got a female with a car accident or passing quickly or because of a car accident. I don't survive the car accident is what I'm being shown.
Okay.
I'm also being shown there could be road conditions that affected that car accident.
Okay. So we have no one responding in the chat room, but you know as well as me, that doesn't mean a whole lot. This could be meant for someone that will listen later as well.
And we're sure someone's not on the phone line because this is...
Yeah, give it a second because it's hard to kind of shimmy through.
And we'll ask Wayne again to go through. Yeah, and I got my awesome... badass producer in the back. He put co-host at the WGF to go on air. And so if he'll check again and see if there's someone on the phone lines that can relate to a woman that was in a car accident, another woman that was sick. Check that out,
the
honey.
The female in the car accident is also showing me that she also is on the other side with like a grandmother figure. So it would either be grandmother figure for mom or grandmother figure for her, but the grandmother figure passed first because she's showing me being received by a loved one or grandma in that way. And the grandmother is very interesting because she wears one of those, we call them muumuus in my house.
We call them muumuus here too.
Okay. And it snaps down the front, and she was received, and so passing but having loved ones around with her are passing. And again, the idea here of that with the car accident that I couldn't be, that they weren't going to be able to bring me back. Like, there, I feel that there were other people around or other people would have seen this. Can't figure out what's going on with the road conditions because I keep being shown cones. And I know that there would have been help that would have come, but it would have come, like, too late. Like, the help that came too late or the people that were there couldn't help her. With the illness or the sickness, it's got to be something in the blood or something related to a blood or a blood illness that also would have affected perhaps her thinking or her brain or because of the medications, because I keep being shown the head and I see her hands go up to her head. Again, I feel young, but I don't feel like I'm a baby or an infant like that. I feel like I'm a little older here. I can... I'm able to walk for some things like I would be old enough to walk and move around, have some schooling, but then I'm sick or I'm not well is how I'm being shown. I also want to relate to a very strong T name with one of these females. And so I want to go to like a strong connection to like a Teresa, or sometimes it's Teresa, like it's strong Teresa, and I also want to put like Marie or Maria connection here with one of these girls. Very strongly feel this, but we're not finding someone on the phone lines.
Mm-hmm. No, Wayne has gone through the phone lines. There's
okay.
One person in the chat room that said they did have a friend that died that way, but she was 41. And so,
okay.
You know, guys, and I need to say that even though these shows are about the children,
right.
Spirits, some of them have more strength than others and will come through, and it's not always going to be the children. And so it could well be this
Would
this
her
woman.
Mom still be alive, though? Like the female that can relate to... She's talking about the car accident, correct?
Yes, she is. She is.
Okay, right. Because the female that was in the car accident was like, she stepped forward. Her mother would
maybe
still be alive.
Maybe we can bring her on and see if she...
Please.
Yes. Okay.
Just
are
very
you,
quickly.
Corrine, can you call, have you called in? Can you give me your area code, please? No, she said she's relating to the blood one, not... She's answered yes
okay.
to...
Okay. Interesting.
She answered
like...
yes. She's calling in now. I just need an area code, Corrine. And and we'll get her on.
I never know.
Too. I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Yeah, it works in mysterious ways. We never
yeah.
know.
And it's
you're
like, yeah, whoever comes through,
us.
Comes through. And Corrine's area code is... I'm waiting for...
And
I'm waiting for a new call.
I just wanted to also make reference to the fact that I am tapping into, I do feel the vibration that Leanne is picking up. So I do have a feeling that this may eventually
mm-hmm.
be that, you know, maybe that forward first in order to allow the younger energy forward. So
I think we've got
kinda,
Corrine on now.
Yay.
Too.
Okay.
And Corrine, is that you?
Yes. Hi, Cindy.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi, Corrine.
Okay.
Thank you so much for allowing this opportunity. And let me give some evidence forward here for you. The
okay.
blood issue in the body with the female that was your friend, with her, I keep picking up on my mom. Like, I want to connect here with my mom. So would her mom still be here on the earth plane?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Now, it's not your job to pass this message along, but in case it becomes appropriate and for you to do so, I'll just give a few things here. Now, with your friend having the blood issue or having it run through her body, I feel very tired or worn out with her. I feel that I've gone through a lot of either procedures or I've gone through a lot of treatments with what's going on for me, and I'm quite a fighter. And even though I know she was 41, I feel quite young at heart with her, even though this would have somewhat taken a big toll on her because she's like, I don't look good anymore before I pass, but yet I still feel young at heart. I feel like you could relate to that. Makes sense?
Well, she did look good, but she might not think she did.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough, because she's like, young at heart. I still have, you know, but it really took its toll on me. And she's also talking about, like, having not as clear as thoughts before her passing because she wanted to say more or she wanted to get more out. But she was quite aware of the loved ones around or with her or for her. She felt quite loved before her passing, and she wants to give that. But I don't feel like she got to say everything that she wanted to say to everyone here because I don't feel as clear with myself before my passing. And she wants to give her thank yous because I feel family members, including her mom, would have tried so much, like turning over every stone on her behalf to help her through what she was going through. Like, and mm-hmm. She's like, I just couldn't get my feet under it. I couldn't get better from this. Tried so hard, but I couldn't get better from this. And really, she's telling me that things happened quickly for her, or more quickly for her than she was expecting them to happen.
Yes.
I also feel like she, thank you, like she's clearly showing me even images of not everybody being able to get to her or to say all their goodbyes to her before her passing because things did happen so quickly for her. Make sense?
It was a very sudden. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's somewhat of a mystery, but I don't want to say too much, but a lot of us still don't know exactly how she died, except that she did have a condition that affected mm-hmm. her heart.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, but it was very sudden.
Right, the actual passing, but she's making me feel very aware that she would have had issues that she dealt with before the end or before this episode or this happened.
Okay.
And that she's just grateful for all the care and the love that was given to her. I feel like part of her would have also had some kind of a fever, that kind of thing. So I want to just give that because it may make sense to some of you as she passes on her love. She's also making me feel quite aware that someone has moved, like a distance kind of move since her passing that she's wanting to acknowledge. And I feel like, you know, in her family or someone that would have been close to her, she's talking about the move and she's congratulating them on making changes or good changes. And I'm going to leave you with that. I'm sorry to hit you so hard all of a sudden and all at once. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to make this connection. I really do feel blessed that you, you know, stuck your hand up there and went down crazy town with me on that.
I appreciate you very much, very much.
Well, I'm very honored, and I'm honored to Cindy, and I'm also honored to Melissa for having me on, and because I feel like we all make a great trilogy, and it's just a blessing to be here for me. It's quite an honor. So, and I don't know that you all know how much of an honor it is for me. But thank you so much, Kareen, for letting me go down crazy town with you. Blessings and love to you. I'm so sorry for the loss of your friend here.
Thank you very, very much. And I just want to say, this is so important what you guys are doing. And bless you all always for doing this because we need healing. And you are doing that. And you are doing one of the most important things in the world. So Cindy is just, you know, pure love. And you guys are so heartfelt and everything. I just want to say thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Kareen. You know, without you guys, we wouldn't have a show, right?
Right.
And
without
you.
Spirit and your angels, we wouldn't have anything.
Yeah. All right. It's like we're out of time already. I know Melissa had to leave at 9.
Thank you. I'm like, I'm all period over here after that thank you message. My goodness. I just love it never fails, you know, how they always prevail.
And,
you know, sometimes they have to take the best way, but they always make it. Always make it.
And you know how much I appreciate both of you. You're two of my favorites. I love you guys dearly. I have been posting in the chat room. You can find Leanne at angelichope.com. And you can find Melissa on Facebook. Just put her name, Melissa Kubelis, into the search engine. Or you can do, what's the other one, Melissa?
They can just actually type in Melissa Kubelis, like medium. It's C-U-B-I-L-L-A-S. Or I'm MC medium. Usually it'll come up on Google under something. So you'll find me.
Okay. Yeah, they'll find you.
Yeah, no worries.
And you guys are amazing. I mean, the chat room is going nuts with people being grateful. And I know you're not in there, so I wanted to let you know that. And
I wanted to let them know we weren't in there to see it, so we apologize.
Yeah. And I told them that. They said you can talk freely in the chat room. They didn't come in to hold their integrity, so that if you wanted to talk, you could. And it worked perfectly. So, again, thank you guys so, so much for taking the time to do this.
Cindy, I'm kind of putting on the spot here, but I'm open to maybe squeezing in a quickie if we can.
Oh, sure. I would be, what,
is
you think
okay?
I'm going to say no?
No.
I would
I don't
never
really
say
leave.
No to that.
I don't want to.
Leanne, can you stick for a minute while Melissa does this one?
Yeah, I'll hold on for a few more minutes and hold the energy here for love and light and beauty and amazingness.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Melissa.
It's so interesting because I felt like I needed to kind of more so understand this as well, because it's interesting the way the energy is came through. So I've got twins here. Now the thing is that I actually feel when I said here, they said here and here. So for me, that in spirit language, quote unquote, means that there would still be one here. Now, one of the twins, however, I am feeling would be in the spirit world. So that's my first evidential piece of information. Now, the interesting thing is it may also be what I just recently learned is called Irish twins, because I'm actually seeing a Lucky Charms box with the four-leaf clover on it. So I know the four-leaf clover would be significant as well in this, but I mostly think it may be an Irish twin connection. And I keep hearing the name Hey Jude, I keep hearing the name Hey Jude. So I don't want anybody to rule anything out based on the name, but there may be a connection to the Beatles here, or the Beatles music.
Okay.
Can anybody resonate with that so far?
Anybody in the chat room, can you resonate? Some people dropped out when we were saying goodbye, but let's see if the ones remaining. She sung at her dad's funeral. And we're talking Corrine again.
Oh, we're talking Corrine
again. She sang it.
Interesting. I'm wondering if I'm picking up the last of the energy. No, that's okay. Hey, just another piece of evidence. No worries. But you know what? I'm going to put this message out, Cindy, just because I am getting it. So, you know, I don't want to take away time or anything, but I do link to the state of California with this. I definitely know I'm in Cali. And I definitely know that this would be a male and a female fraternal is what I feel. So I do want to go to the twins link and maybe of Irish descent. Thank you. And I would know that the boy, thank you, is the one who would be still here on the earth plane. Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. The girl, thank you, would still be the one here on the earth plane. The boy would be the energy and spirit. Now, I actually feel like she still references him, though he were around, and as though he were playing with her, still watching her. The connection is still there. So I have to validate when she speaks of her twin brother, please know that she is legitimately connecting with his energy. I'm also being shown rainbows. So there has to be a link here to a rainbow. And I actually feel like yesterday or the day before you were outside, if you think you would have shown me, is you actually looking up at the sky and seeing this rainbow, and him validating he was around you when this happened, was present. He too saw the rainbow, is what he's just said. Now, I do need to say thank you for what is placed, okay, either around his burial site or his, okay, thank you. He's talking a million miles a minute, probably because I'm like, go, we got to go. So I love that he's working with me. He's very flexible about it, too. So he's a quick talker like me. I must feel like he talked at an early age or spoke at an early age as well. Prism of a star. I feel like this is a crystal that you have hung in your actual kitchen window. Ooh, I just got all chilly. Okay, thank you. And I see the light coming in and the prism rainbow is being reflected onto the floor, which is very significant. I also feel he has the dog that is in spirit. I almost want to say like spunky or, you know, kind of like a adjective as a name with this dog. He does not have a collar on, so I do feel you kept his tag. I'm sorry about my voice, but I'm literally freezing. As his energy sets in, my teeth are chattering so crazy. And it's like 70 degrees here. But I do want to say that he's grateful for the memorial. He's grateful for the Carvel cake. Okay, me too. So he's very much grateful for the celebration of both their births each year. Okay. Now, I feel like I'm coming on the number four. I'm just coming off the number four. Thank you. So this would place him at his day or his fifth birthday. That is just passed or is just coming, but the twins celebrating on the same day, there's always reference to him on this cake and celebration as well. He's very grateful for that. I need to give my love to mom and dad, especially to my sister. And he knows of the unicorn. Don't know what that means, but I can't change it, so I'm going to give it to you. He knows of the unicorn.
You know, it's funny, but you're getting validation in the chat room as you talk. You are bringing through Beth's son again. Beth's son was a twin, and his sister's here. And the rainbow, a lot of what you just said has been validated by Beth that called in.
Ah, okay, interesting. So I kind of just wrapped up Leanne's ending with the Hey Jude singing at the wedding. So funny. And came full circle with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It did. Yeah. It's like, yeah, so you both pulled through.
I love it.
Her.
I love how, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. So, again,
that's what happens also, Cindy, I think when, I'm sorry, but I think when you have two souls here that are working with that tension, you know, that same integrity, that same authenticity and connecting to spirit, and having somebody of that equal characteristic, you know, connecting us all as you do, I think that's what happens. You know, the energy naturally kind of comes full circle. And it's all because of your loved ones. You know, we're just the radio, they're the song. So we're very grateful to be the radio.
Oh, I'm so grateful, like I said to you too. I think this is, you know, this is one of the hardest things I hope I never have to feel is the loss of a child. And part of the reason why I'm doing these shows. But it's, you know, it's also heart-wrenching to the medium. And they feel the pain that, you know, not in the same way, but it, I think it breaks everybody's heart that someone has lost a child. And so I want to send out love to each and every single parent out there that's listening to the show. And, I mean, there's no words. I just am going to send love. But I'm going to send lots of love to Leanne and MC tonight, too, because it's really special that you came on and did this. I'm so grateful.
It's our honor.
I feel very blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And
thank you
for staying over a few minutes.
Absolutely.
And
would it be all right for me to share my website as well?
Oh, sure. And I have also put that in the chat room. And it's angelichope.com. But go ahead.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. No, that's it.
Yeah.
<Well done. laughs>
I had said it a little earlier, but then I've been putting it, I put it in the chat room quite a few times too.
Oh.
And that's why I said it, angelic, www.angelichope.com. And I know some of you love both of these, so go over and check them out.
And I don't have a website by choice, guys. I apologize. So you can just email me at readingwithmc@gmail.com. Readings with an S with MC at gmail.com.
Okay.
I don't even know if it has an S. How about that?
I've got it at the bottom of the page, and I will also, yeah, I have both of them. I have Angelic Hope and your Facebook at the bottom of.
Yeah, and I'm on Facebook.
Yeah. So thanks again, guys. I'm going to talk a little bit about the upcoming shows and play a song to end the show out, but I love you guys, and thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, love you. Thank you so much.
Yes, and it is reading with MC, Cindy, so thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm back down to earth.
See you guys later.
It's a pleasure to work with you. Cindy, thank you for having us. And to all the angel moms, we send you love and healing process.
Yes.
And I'll have you guys back.
Love to everyone. Thank you all. Perfect.
Thanks, Leanne. Thanks, MC. Talk to you soon.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
And so, the next show that we have is next Tuesday, June 6th, and we have Kay Fallstrom, and we have Ann Savino, and they're also really good psychic mediums. I'm still trying to set up, I have Pat Longo right now scheduled for the 13th. If I can't switch, then I'm going to see if I can't get Sarah back on maybe the 20th. If I can switch them, I'll have her the 13th. But she will be back to do a show for you guys. I promised you 4 shows in a row, and you're going to get 4 shows in a row. And so, yeah, as it stands right now, we have Kay and Ann next Tuesday, 8 o'clock, same thing. I think they're going to take calls, though, so we'll see. And then we have Pat Longo, which is a healer. I have put her information on my Facebook radio show wall, which is Keeping It Real with Cindy Radio on Facebook. And you can always find my shows even after these. You can find them on that wall on Facebook, and you're always welcome to call in if I'm having a psychic medium. It's just that these shows were meant for your children, although you can call in and ask for a reading again on another show later on. At this point, I think I'm just going to play a song to end off the show, but I want to tell all of you that were listening, all of you that were in the chat room, how much I appreciate you. And you know, I already said it, but I have no show without you guys and my amazing guests. And I hope that you got some healing from this one. I'm sending all of you love. So right now I'm going to play a song by a Key West local musician. Her name is Adrienne Z, and it's called When Wolves Cry. Have a great week, you guys.